We are on Daf, Samach Zayin, Amad Aleph. Let us again start the Tosfos. The last Tosfos on the Amad. Oma Ula Menayin Liyush She'enei Koine. And Ula brings a raya from a posik. Gozel dum yud piseach, ma piseach les le takanta, av gozel les le takanta, bein lifne yish, bein la'ache yish. So you see that yish is not koine. So Taisu says, Mashma Hoche, it would seem from here, the Sava Ula, the Yish Loikoni. The Yish is not Koini, that's the Pashtis Advor. The Chain Bahanezokim, the Gemara in Gittin, the Omar Ula, Dvar Toiro, Bein Noido, Bein Loi Noido, Eino Mechaperes. That Min HaToire, if a person stole a korban and was makribit, even though this was unknown to the kahanim, it's eina mechaperes. Loi noida is also eina mechaperes. My time, yiyush kedi loi koni. Yiyush isn't koine, so pashtus is, sarafila he was miyayish, he can't, it's not his, so he can't be magdishit, so it's not mechaper. Chazal made a takonim, Shlayil kahanim atzevim, they made a takone that the gazlan should be capable of being magdish the kol. That was a takone the rabbonon by loy noidov, shlayil kahanim atzevim. The kosher la rabbeinu tam, so rabbeinu tam is a kasher. So we have two gemoris that seem to say that ula holds yush is not koine. The Bargoizel Basre Gabi Plukte, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbonon, the Gana Vegaslan, the Gemore and the Mishneh, if Machsheves Ganov is Metame, the Mashre, or Machsheves Gaslan is Metame, the Mashre, and that's totally if there is Yiyush by Stam Gnevi Yiyush Bailam, Stam Gzele Yiyush Bailam, Koma ule machlekes bistam. The whole machlekes is, if I am unaware, I don't know if the bailam were miyayish or not, so then there's a machlekes, if I say stam gzele yish bailam or stam gneve yish bailam. Avol biyodua, but if I heard from the nignav or nigzal that em miyayish, divrei hakel, then everyone agrees that yiyush Koni, that Yush is Koine. So here, Ula said that Yush is Koine. The Shail is, if Stam Gzeil is Yush, Stam Gnev is Yush, but be Yadua, Divahako, Yush Koni. So we have here a stire from our Gemara, the Gemara in Gittin, that Ula said Yush loy Koni, and the Gemara Nagoizel Basre, that Ula says Yush Koni. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, the Bechol Mokim Yiyush Koine. Yiyush is Koine. Ula holds that Yiyush is Koine. Rak Leinyin Korban, that what Ula says by us, and Ula says in Gittin, Dvar Teure is Eino Mechaperes. So there we're speaking, and there the Gemara says, my time yiyush kedi loy koni. Rak leinyin kolben, legabi kolben. Then I say yiyush kedi loy koni, mishum davi mitzvah abo ba'aveira. Because it's a mitzvah abo ba'aveira, and that is why yiyush loy koni. That's what it means, yiyush loy koni, and we'll elaborate again, but just let's go a little further. Umevi raya. And the Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya that Ula holds Yiyush is koine. Only Gabi Kolben Yiyush is not koine. Gabi Hakrove Yiyush is not koine. But Yiyush is koine Gabi any other thing. Maybe raya mehidin ezokin. The Porach Osam Ula. The Gemara asks there Akasha an Ula. Ula holds Yiyush is not koine. So the Gemara brings down a Mishnah and a Baraisa. The Mishnah says, it says, the Gonav Vehigdish, Pachar Kach Tovach Umocho, Mishalim Tishlume Keifel, he pays kefil for the gneve, veini mishalem dalet vehei, does not pay dalet vehei, because since when he shechted it, it was shel gavoya. So you don't pay dalet vehei. Vitoni alo, now the Baraisa says, ki hagavne b'chutz, the same case, if he was magdish akobim, and he shechted it b'chutz, onish kores, zol get kores, zol get kores alts shchutei chutz. So the Gemara asks an Ule, bi amrut yush loikoni. You, Ule, said that yush is not koine. So if yush is not koine, so it's not roi lahakrove. That's what you said. Beinoida, beinoinoida, eino mechaperes, because yush loikoni. So if yush loikoni, so it's apostle koben. If he'd be makribit bifnim, his kores maya vidite. So why is he chayiv kores? We have a klal that the whole chayiv kores by shchutei chutz was only said if it's roi lepesach o yom moed. So the Gemara asks Akasha and Ula from a baraisa. The baraisa, from the baraisa, it seems that it would be roi lahakrove. And according to Ula, Ula says it's not roi lahakrove because yish loikon. Zokte Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says vahashte belav ahi detoni alo. Why did the Gemara have to bring the Baraisa? Havalei lemifrach migufa. Let's understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah is shver according to Ula. The yiyush loikoni, if we will say that Ula holds yiyush is not koine, imke, ein loikoyech lahagdish, so then he can't be magdish. Amai poto midalet vehei. He didn't shecht of Hegdish. If Yish is Leikoni, so how did it become Hegdish? Why is he potter from Daud Vehei? Elavadai lechol mili moida ule di Yish koni. Ula holds legabi all halochis Yish is koine. So that's why when it says gonav vehigdish, you put it to pay dalet vehei, I have no problem in understanding this. You know why the hekdish is chal? Because Ula holds yish is koine, like Ula said in Agoyz Olamachel. Ula holds yish is koine. He holds rak le'inyin hakrove. When it comes to be makriv the korban, then he holds yish loikoni. So therefore, so the whole problem we had on Ule was Miditoni lo de b'chutz anish kores. It says if he shechted it b'chutz, he's chayiv kores. Now if he's chayiv kores, he's b'roi lepesach oil moyed. And b'roi lepesach oil moyed, so memele is a raya that yush is koni afilu legabi hakrove. This is what we learned yesterday. And let's just summarize, perhaps, and be meisiv another mahalach in Tosfos, and we'll try to continue learning Tosfos according to these two mahalachim. The reitis loshen of the Rabbeinu Tam is that Ula holds yiyush is koine. Yiyush is koine. So it's his. That's he can be magdishit. Now that what Ula said here, yiyush loikoni, is only legabi hakrove because it's a mitzvah abo ba'avere. But the lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam would seem that it's a mitzvah abo ba'avere because loikone. I mean, Ula says loikone. He doesn't say it's apostle called not mitzvah abo ba'avere. Ula said yush loikone. So how do we understand this terminology? He really holds yush is koine. No, legabi kolbin, it's not koine because of mitzvah abo ba'aveira. So yesterday we wanted to say a pshat as follows, that the k'tzais brings down that afilu yiyush is koine, but it's a shir bikinyan, by a gazlan. That means if a gazlan stole something and the bailam are miyayish, So we split the Gufa Dovo and the Shavius of the Dovo. The Gufa Dovo belongs to the Ganet, if Yish is Kaine, but the Shavius, the value that is Kolol and the Shavius belongs to the Nignav. It means Yish is only Kaine, the Gufa Dovo, and not the Shavius Adovo. That's how the, there's a Ktsois and Abnim Luim that want to say this by Yish. So, the Ktsois says Klo, but since the Gufa Dovo is mine, so, it's mine. So I can be kind of mitzvah, I can be kind of mitzvah esrik. It's my esrik. The esrik is mine. The shavius of the esrik still belongs to the nigzal. Fine. So we wanted to say that we mentioned b'shem Rabbanan zecheinu levroche. The Rabbanan said the psul of mitzvah bo baveire, which Ula brings down, is gozel dumye de piseach. Just like a piseach, a balmum is posel lahakrove, so gozel is also posel lahakrove. So Rabbanan said a balmum is posel because it has a mum. You can't be makriv a mum. So if it's so a gozel, you can't be makriv a bein megzula because the gezel shaboy, that what it's gozel is also a mum in the korban. It's a bein megzula. So we wanted to say, so, a Yish is koine, but Yish is only koine the Gufa Dovo, but the Shavius Adovo still belongs to the Bailam. So when it'll pass through the screen and you look at this behemoth, so the gozel is nikah. By the Benshom, the gozel is nikah. It's my behemoth, but the shavius belongs to the nigzel. We see the gozel in the behemoth. So Yish Leikoni wanted to say pshat means it's not kaina legamri. It's only kaina the guf adovo, but the shavius adovo is still belongs to the nignav. So Memele, so you see this is a behemah gzula, you can't hide it. You come to the base, Amigdash, the Benisham sees it's a gozel. A gozel is posel lakrov. So that is pshat in the, so it's very good, the Loshen Loikoni. It's Loikoni legamri. So it's posel, it's mitzvah bavavera, that's the psul of gozel. That is the psul of gozel, do me the besech. If it's not koni legamri, so the gezel shaboy is niker, so it's a mum in the kolm. That's the psul of mitzvah bavavera. The Ksav Sefer says a different mahalach in the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ksav Sefer says as follows. He doesn't go that Yish is a shir bikinyin. The Ksav Sefer says as follows, Amir de Kipshat. He says that we had mentioned there's a machlekes weiter in Tosfos Daf Samach Tes Amid Aleph, and we'll say how the Rabbeinu Tam holds. If Yish is koine by a gazlan, if Yish is koine, there's a shaila in Tosfos, how is the gazlan koine? So Tosfos says two mahalchim. One mahalach is, if you hold Yish is kaine, so let's say, so the Bailam was miyayish, so now the Gazlan has to make a maisa kinyin. So after Yish, he has to make a maisa kinyin, it'll be kind of the bain. He has to make a maisa kinyin. Makes a meshicha, it's in his chotz, he has to make a maisa kinyin. What if the behemah is standing in the Rishus Arabim? So then someone else can make a maisa. It's not the Gazlan's. We all that Yish is koina by a gazlan means a gazlan could also be koina with Yish, even though it's bisuras l'yot. But he has to be koina. The translation of Yish is that after Yish, anyone can take over the ownership of the previous bailam. But you have to take it over. You have to make a maisa kinyan, make a meshicha, make hagbah, be koina with chotzer. So one mahalach in Tosfos is that if it's Bershus Arabim, the gazlan wasn't koine. Someone else can be koine. There's another mahalach in Tosfos, and this the Ksav Sefer says the Rabbeinu Tam held, that a fellow standing in the Bershus Arabim, the minute the Bailim was miyayish, it belongs automatically to the gazel. The gazel doesn't have to make a maisa kinyan. As soon as there's yiyush mitzad the bailam, it belongs automatically to the gazel. So Rabbi Chanan explains this mahalach and taisis, how does it belong to the gazel? How did it become his? So Rabbi Chanan says this hezba, which we had mentioned before, Rabbi Chanan says that the emerson mitzad the maisa gzele, it should belong to the gazel. The gazel wants to steal, there would be a svara, it should belong to the gazel. So the Torah said, but the mitzvahs v'heishiv makes that you can't be koine. The mitzvahs v'heishiv counteracts your action of gzela. Mitzad ha'maisa gzela, it should belong to you. The Torah said, v'heishiv, no, you have to return it. But the whole mitzvahs v'heishiv is, if he wasn't miyayish, says, then v'heishiv is a gzela, you should return the gzela to the bailam. The minute he's miyayish, so there's no mitzvahs v'heishiv anymore, I'm not mechuyev to return it to him after yish. So mameila, I'm automatically koina with my kinyon gzela. That's how, so that's why that shita's hatesvahs, that a gazon is koina with yish, afili doesn't make a new maisa kinyon, the previous kinyon gzela will start functioning after yish. But it's belongs to the gazlan al tzis kinyon gzela. Fine, this is what the Ksav Sofer says, the Rabbeinu Tam held. Zok the Ksav Sofer, a beautiful bowl. Zok the Ksav Sofer, fine. Ula holds that Yush is kind. It's his, it's 100% his, fine. But this Shaloi, how did it become his? Through Gzela. That's what became his. It became his. That means after Yiyush, the Gazlan is now koine through Gzela. This is a posel shaloi. It's like a shaloi. It's mine. Fine. But it's a posel shaloi. It's a treife shaloi. It's a shaloi that became yours through Gzela. It came yours through Gzela. The Gzela made it shaloi. Yiyush leikoni lahakrovet. That means, so that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. The kinyan that you will acquire through Yiyush, that's not, it's leikoni lahakrovet. Such as it's yours to eat, to sell, but to makrovet, such as shaloi is not koine. It's not yours to be makrovet, it's a treif in the shaloi. The treif and the shaloi. So that is why that is pshat in Ula that Yush loikoni laakrove. A treif and the shaloi is not koni laakrove. So with this, let us just mention one thing, which the Taisus will bring down soon. The Gemara says that Ula said minatoire Yush loikoni, whatever that means. Fine. Rabbonon made a takone. The Rabbonon made a takone that al-chatas ha-gzulosh lo-inoyda l-ram. That means if a person was a gazlan, he stole the korban and he made it a chatas, and he brought it into the Beis HaMikdash. So we mentioned yesterday, if the Chazal won't mix in over here, so the Kahanim will be makim the korban, and it's apostle of korban, it's chulam bazor, then the Kahanim will go on strike, and the Beis HaMikdash is out of business. So Chazal made a takone that it's mechata. Now, how did they do this? They were makneid to the gazlan. Ukmi b'rishusei. In order that the Beis HaMikdash should function and the Kahanim should be atzeimim, they were makneid to the gazlan. So, frech the Ksav Sofer, it's his already. So what did they call it? It's his. Yish koni. It's like koni lakrove. So what does it help they were makneid to the gazlan? What did the Chazal do? How did they kasher this, The kasha, they were makna to the gazlan before the hekdesh. So what is that? But it's his already altiyush. So the Ksav Sofer says, well, before it was a treif in the shaloi. That means, yiyush was a treif in the shaloi. It was his als gazlan. Such a shaloi cannot make a kolben. That's a gozel. It smells from gzela. It's a kolben gozel. So Chazal said, no. We're giving it to you. If you make it a kolben, we're giving it to you. He's giving it to you. Oh, this is shena kosher shaloi. Now they got it from, the shaloi is from Chazal. That is how it helps. That's how the Ksav Sofer learns pshat in the Gemara. And according to the first pshat we mentioned is gol poshet. The reason gozel is possible because there's a shir on the kinyan. That means the pilus of the nigzel is still there. You can smell the gzela, it's gozel. You smell chazal ukme pershusa, it's yours completely. Yours completely. So then it's not called gozel anymore. So then it's a good call. Boy, my sirai Rabbeinu Tam, mereish lulav agozel. Rabbeinu Tam brought another ray. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, we have to know, split a hair. That the ulo zish koni, it's koni and loy koni. It's koni for all practical purposes. It's loy koni for a kol. That it's called loy koni, and we have these two explanations. Boy, my sirai Rabbeinu Tam, mereish lulav agozel. The Paslin and Lulav HaGozel are filled with Yom Tov Sheni. There's one man, the Yomba, that says that a Lulav HaGozel in Chalamoid is also awesome. Not only Yom Tov Rishon. Yom Tov Sheni, it's also possible. The Meforish Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishom Mitzvah HaBo Ba'Avere. Mitzvah HaBo Ba'Avere. Fine. Shenema. And he brings a Posik. Ba'Avesem Gozel. That's a Piseach. He brings the same Posik, but Ula brought Rabbi Yochanan brought, Gozel Dumi the Pisayach, Bein Lifna Yush, Bein La'acha Yush, the La'acha Yush of Gozel is also possible. And there, let's see the Loshna of the Gemara. Bishloime Lifna Yush, the Lavdi Dehi, so it's good, it's a possible to call them because it's not his to be Magdish. Ela La'acha Yush, so there in the Gemara says, Ha Konye B'Yush, he was kinda beyush. Clear. Rabbi Yochanan says, he was kinda beyush. Elo lav, mishamitzah bo baveire. Mashme. So if you learn elach, Rabbi Yochanan said, konya beyush is kinda. So mitzah bo baveire. Mashme de sove bachol duchte, de yish koni. Yush is kinda. Rak leinyan mitzvah is not koine. For a mitzvah it's possible. It's not a good kolben, it's not a good mitzvah, it's not a good lulav, it's alei durim, it's a hamachta lulav, and it's green, and it's a possible lulav. Because the lulav came, it's a gagazel to lulav. It's possible as gosel. So this is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, so we have here Ula and Rabbi Yochanan hold that Yish is koine. Lagabi all in yonim, ob lagabi mitzvah, it's not koine. This kinyan is not good lagabi mitzvah, it's a gozel. Gozel do me the pesach. Vikosha l'ri l'perusha. So now the ri asks Akasha and the Rabbeinu Tam. The im came, if you can split the hair, you can say yish could be koine lagabi all things, Lagabi kolbonis, it's not koine. That's what you're saying. You can split there. The imkain, my porich la'el abaye le'rabbe. Abaye estaka, rabbe said that yush is koine. So abaye estakasha mi kolbonoi veloi ha'gozel. If he made, from a dove of gozel, he made a kolbon. So it's possible. So Mamela, Akasha and Rabbi, see, Yiyush is not koine. So what's the Kasha and Rabbi? So Rabbi should have said, Ayin b'Rabbeinu Tam, if you learn the Rabbeinu Tam, you see, that just like the Rabbeinu Tam explained, Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, Yiyush could be koine, but Rabbi Kolben, this kinyan is no good, this kinyan is not good, Rabbi Kolben. So what's your Kasha and me? Why Ula is the Kasha, Abai is the Kasha and Rabbi, and it's bitter, and we have to say, the Gemara's Evidates. What's the problem? Ula had a Mahalach, Rabbi Yochanan had a Mahalach, so why didn't Rabbi have the same Mahalach? Dilme bekobonai moide Rabbi kamay Ula. Fine. So Mamela, so what's the Kasha? The chitayim, maybe you'll tell me a teretz. The sover abaye, the ein chilik, he doesn't hold. If yish is koine, by kobonis will also be koine. This the chilik command on a besukim mitev shiyitzah b'shol yitzah b'gozel. The last light time the mitzvah habo ba'aveirim. Abaye does not hold of the sinyan of mitzvah of avera. He's entitled to such an opinion. There's amiroyim mesechta sukkah that hold there's no such sinyan of mitzvah of avera. So Mamela, oh, so now we understand Abai. Abai didn't not hold of this concept of mitzvah b'aveira. So Mamela, Abai said, listen, if Yish is koine, so why isn't goodbye a kol? Don't tell me mitzvah b'aveira. I don't hold of that concept. So Taisvah says, al kochach islay, de'ilav hochi, because if Abai doesn't hold of mitzvah b'aveira, completely, ki amret nami yiyush loikoni, Tikshalei amai osa lakrivoi kivin deshem hegdish chalolov kidoma daviyish vishinei Hashem alabade mishum davi mitzvah bo baveirom. So Tosfos says, how did Abaye learn pshat in this rash of kolponoi v'loi hagosel? Forget, yeshlog dap rabbe. You see, Yish is not koine. Fine. But according to Abaye, so what's pshat? Yish is not going. But did it become a kolben, yes or not? A kolchach did become a kolben. How did it become a kolben if Yish is not going? It became a kolben because of Yish Vishini Hashem. It became a kolben Yish Vishini Hashem. So it became a kolben. So what's wrong? So a kolchach it's possible als mitzvah bo baveira. Now, this concept of mitzvah bo baveira is a little different. This mitzvah bo baveira means as follows. The mitzvah was used as a tool, as an implement to do an avera. Oh, that mitzvah that Rabbi used, that means what did he do? He stole a behemoth, and the Bible was miyayish. So yish is lekoni. So you know what he did? He made it hegdish. And now that it's hegdish, so there's ashini Hashem. And ashini Hashem with yish helps, so becomes mine. Hegdish and Yish and Shini Hashem. So this kolben was used to be Goymer Agzela. That means before the Hegdish, it still belonged to the Nigzel. Through the Hegdish, we stole it completely from the Nigzel. You think the Rabbi Shalom likes such a kolben? Eh, it's terrible. That's a mitzvah bo a yidei aveira fakel. The whole mitzvah comes. The whole mitzvah comes through an aveira. The mitzvah was messiah in the aveira to create the aveira. So it's possible it's mitzvah bo baveira. So Taisvah says like this. So let us just get back to Taisvah. So Taisvah says that how did Abaye understand Shatan de Kobone? Al kochach de, if Yish is not koine, but Yish vishin Yishem is koine, so why is Kobone posel? So al kochach it's posel as mitzvah bo baveira. So if Abaye also holds the concept of mitzvah bo baveira, so what are you asking on Rabbe? Rabbe Yish is koine, but it's posel as mitzvah bo baveira. This is Taisvah's kasha under Rabbeinu Tam. Be'emesin, the way we explained before the Rabbeinu Tam, l'chair it's not too gefährlich, this kasha. We answered that Ula held the concept of mitzvah bo baveira is, it's a mum in the behemah. The gzeila is boiled. You see the gzeila, it's a mum. Just like if it limps, it's a mum. If a behemah gzula is a mum. Gozel dum yet the pisach. This was the shtik teure of the Rabbeinu Tam in Ula. So it could very well be this concept Abaye didn't hold. It's a mum in the behemah. Ah, but it's his already. That means Abaye, if it's his already, so now it's his, so let him be magdish it. Abaye had a different concept of mitzvah bo baveira. Mailad mitzvah bo baveira means if you use the mitzvah to be goyma the aveira, that's called mitzvah bo baveira. If it's yours already, so then there's no problem anymore. So it could be it's not too gefährlich, Tais viskashe and Rabbeinu Tam. Tais es mamonam shech. If Abaye doesn't hold of mitzvah bo baveira, so Yish Vishin Hashem is very good. So you see, he does hold of mitzvah bo baveira. So you say, what is he asking on Rabbe? It's good that Yish is kind and spostal to mitzvah bo baveira, but look here, there are two different concepts in mitzvah bo baveira. The Ula's mitzvah bo baveira is, even though now I'm not doing an aveira anymore, it's done and over with, but it's a mum in the kolben. Gozel do be the pisaya. This concept Abaye didn't hold at all. So he said, if mitzvah is koine, there's nothing wrong. If yish is koine, there's nothing wrong. But if yish is not koine, and you use the hegdish as a tool to be going with the avere, that's a mitzvah bob avere. Okay, let's go further. Now, Tosis is going on the Gemara in Gittin. The boy Rob. Now, let us, let's just explain exactly what Tosis, what the Gemara in Gittin says. We mentioned before, Ula says that Yiyush Leikoni Legabi Yaakov. Fine. And so Dvar Teire, Bein Noida, Bein Loi Noida, Eina Mechaperis. Yiyush is not Koine, the Kolben is not Mechaper. Aye, the Mishnah says, Leinoida mechaperes, Leinoida mechaperes, Ukmo Rabbonon Bershusay. The Rabbonon said, in order that the Kahanim, Achatas, Agzula, Shaloinoida, Lerabim, if it won't be mechaper, the Kahanim will be Atzevim, and we can shut down the Beis Hamikdash. So in order to prevent this, the Chomim will Ukme Rabbonon Bershusay, now it belongs to him, so it's a kosher Rekobin. Finished. That's the Gemara. Now we know Pshat in the Mishnah according to Ula. Now, the Gemara right afterwards has a Shaila. A Shaila. Now, okay, I hear what you're saying. Ukmei Rabbonim Bushusay. Zmakas, when did they make it the Goslins? Did they make it the Goslins Bishas Gneve? They made it the Goslins Bishas Hegdish. Right before Hegdish, they made it. Frag the Gemara, Lamai Nafkemine. What's the Nafkemine? It's a big Nafkemine. They had 20 babies in between when he stole it, and when he was Magdish, it was a 10-year period, and then there was 20 babies in between, and who did the babies belong to? So if you say that they made it Pishas Gneve, so the babies will belong to the Goslem. If you say they made it right before the Hegdish, that the Hegdish should be Chal, so all the babies will belong to the Nisa, as I state in the Gemara. So, and that's the shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara answers, it's a mistake, they made it right before the Hegdish. Why should he give him, why should he give the whole thing we're doing, that it should be a kosher kolben? So you have to give it to him from the Gneve. You'll give it to him right before the Hegdish. That's the shakla v'talya in the Gemara. So the Gemara Firois, it's only the Goslins right before the Hegdish. If he wants to be Magdishit, so then we gave it to him. He should be able to be Magdishit, so it shouldn't be a Chatas Agzula. And that's the Gemara. The boy Rabbi Kiyakmura Bona Beshusa Mishas Neva Mishas Ekdeisha Umay Nafkemine The Gizay Seo Ovlo Dei Seo Valibe De Ula Boy Lo Kedemuchach Sugidos Most Clearing According to Ula Ve'i Ba'alme Koni. If you'll say that Ula holds that Yush is Koine, Hakolchach Mishas Yish Gizayseo Uvlodayseo did they have it? So what? All of a sudden, you're worried about the Gizas of Lodis, and said we only give it to Mishas Hegdish. Why should he get the Gizas of Lodis? Frektosis, I'm sorry. The Gizas of Lodis, according to Rabbi Natan, the Gizas of Lodis is Mishas Yish. So. What all of a sudden the Gizas of Lodis are his already, Mishas Yush. So that's me, the Shitim Bekebetzah says, fine. But the Shaila was Mishas Gneva or Mishas Hegdish. The Shaila will be the Gizas of Lodis from the Shas Gneva till the Yush. I mean, what's Zira Yush is kind of. But the Shaila was that Chazal gave it him. Did they give it Mishas Gneva or Mishas Hegdish? So you tell me, well, if Yish is Kainim, Mishas Yish it is. Right. The Bailam was Miyayish 4 years after the Gezela. You're right. From the 4 years till the 6 more years till it was Magdish, there's no Shaila. The Gizah Zichah belonged to the Gazlan. But the Shaila is in the first 4 years. That's what the Shita wants to fahem for this Kasha and the Rabbi Nuta. Al Kaponim. The Ri did not like the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat at all. Okay, Nira Lari. So therefore, the Ri said as follows.
The Bechol Mokem Lu'ula Yiyush Loikomi. Let's learn Gemara, not the way the Rabbeinu Tam said it, as a drash, Yiyush Loikomi. It's not Koine Lagavi Yakova. No, I'm Mikra Yaitzim Idei Pshutai, Yiyush Loikomi. Ula of Yiyush is not Koine. So the Rabbeinu Tam had a problem from the Gemara Nagoyis L'Basra. The Gemara Nagoyis L'Basra says that Ula said, the whole machloik is Rav Shimon the Rabbonon is stam, stam gzeila, stam gnevi yishpayel. Aval biyadua divrei hakel koni. So there it's a biyadua. Everyone knows yish is koine. Vahu da goizel basra avi yish vishini Hashem. They're talking about a case that a person stole a mashcha and he made it into an aparzin, he made a shini Hashem. So, it's talking about Yish Vashin Hashem. I mean, Rabbi Yosef said Pshad already in this mission, it's Yish Vashin Hashem. The Mikor HaMashcha Bahashta Barza. Fa'af Al-Gav. So, Mamela, that we said Yish Koni means, with the Shini Hashem. You have to add a few words. Fa'af Al-Gav the Gabi Kobin, Nami Havi Yish Vashin Hashem. I Kobin, so I say, so Kobin also should be good. Kida Omalel. The Mikorim Chulim Vashta Egdish, Mikomokin, Kivin Dein Koni Loi Elo Machma Shehigdish. He says, Yish Vishin Hashem works by, Yish is not Koine. Yish Vishin Hashem is Koine. But by a Kobin, since it's only Koni Loi Elo Machma Shehigdish, Loi Hoyo Shel, Hoyo Loi Koni Koidim, is Posle Lachmone, Loi Hoyo Koni Loi Koidim, Posle Lachmone Lachrove, So now, what does the Ri say? So the Ri says as follows. The Ri says that if something belongs to me, I was kinda with Yush, or was kinda any other way, there's no problem of mitzvah bo baveira. If it's mine, there's no problem how it became mine. That has nothing to do with mitzvah bo baveira. It's mine now, and I can do mitzvahs with it. Montes is going to bring a raya from the Gemara in Sukkah. We'll see soon. But the whole problem, you know, of course, Ulo's Yush is not Koine. So Mamela, it's not his. And what's making it is, the Hegdish is making it is. Oh, that's a mitzvah bababaya. That's the Riz Pshat. Now the Riz bring a raya from a Gemara in Sukkah, that if it's yours, there's no problem with mitzvah bababaya. Now, where do we see this? Kidemuchach beperk lulav agosl. The omulu rav lahanu avankri ki zavnisu asa minagoyim likzais inu. Let's just explain for 2 minutes what the Gemara says in Sukkah. The Gemara says in Sukkah as follows, that there were people who sold hadasim, so they went to goyim, and they bought hadasim from the goyim. So Rav said, you know, these fields that Hadassim are growing by the Goyim, there's a possibility that it's stolen karkois. They stole this from a Yid. So it's a stolen karka. So they said, so when you buy the Hadassim from the Goy, make sure you tell the Goy should cut it off. So be gzeila by the Goy, and by you be shini reshus. So now it's kosher. Now, you have a kosher, a hud, that's fine. But if you'll cut it off, so you're a gazlan. You're a gazlan. So my mailer. So the Gemara asks, but the customers don't have any problem, because by the customers, right, that Jewish machine of issues. So Ma says, 100%, the customers don't have a problem. But the Avantri will have a problem. He also wants to be yoitzer with these hadasim. And by him, it's Yush. It won't help. Frag the Gemara uporer v'liknino b'shino yashem. So Moses said, what's the problem? What's the problem by the bankeri? When he takes this hodos, he's gonna put it together with the lulav and the arovis. It got a new name. Before it was called the aso, now it's called the hishano. It got a new name. And so new name, so you kind of bishini Hashem. So what's the problem? It's his. So what's the problem? So Tosfos saw from this Gemara Amoyre de Kizach Now, the Rabbi Natam said, it could be yours. It's still called a mitzvah ba'baveira. That's what Rabbi Natam said. Yushis koine. And let's mention, according to the Ksav Seifer's pshat, Yushis koine. How did you get it? You got it to Gzele. It's a treif in the shaloi. So it's a mitzvah ba'baveira. That's what Rabbi Natam said. Yours does not mean it's not mitzvah ba'baveira. It's yours and it's possible. It's mitzvah ba'baveira. For Tosfos, so what's the Gemara's kasha? For Leknino Bishinui, he should be Koine Bishinui. So what if it's Bishinui? It's still a mitzvah ba'baveira. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Ri says, I hold, if you're Koine it, if it's yours now, there's no problem with mitzvah ba'baveira. The whole problem with mitzvah ba'baveira is only if you're just not Koine and you're using the hegdish to be goyme the gzeila. That's a mitzvah ba'baveira. But if you just koine, it's yours, there's no problem mitzvah ba'baveira. This is the shittas Ari. The Bnei Tam disagrees. But the Tosfos, according to you, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, I have a big problem. How did you learn pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah? The Gemara in Sukkah said, what's the problem by the Avankiri? It'll be koine v'shinei Hashem. So what if he's kind of b'shini Hashem? But that's a treif in the shaloi. He's kind of with the kinyon exela. Just like you say, Yish is kind of, but it's a treif in the shaloi. So it's called a mitzvah b'baveira. So what's the Gemara's kash with nina b'shini Hashem? So we see, Rabbeinu Tam, you are wrong. That's Tosfos kash on the Rabbeinu Tam. And let us just pirois, according to the Ksav Seifer, l'chayrat samaridike kashe. According to the pshat that we had mentioned, that the problem is because it's a shir b'kinyonoi, so there's a mirdik avn in miluim, that miluim says, yiush is a shir b'kinyonoi, shinui is not a shir b'kinyonoi. As is it avn in miluim. That by shinui, it belongs completely to the gazlan. By yiush, the gufadava belongs to the gazlan, and the mominis belongs to the nixal. So according to the avn in miluim, l'chayra, it won't be shver, L'chayre Tosfos kasha and the Rabbeinu Tam, because the Gemara says l'kninu b'shinui, b'shini Hashem, b'shini Hashem does not shir b'kinyoni. According to the Ksav Seifer, l'chayre, that the Ksav Seifer wasn't noches to this mahalach of shir b'kinyoni. Ksav Seifer says it's a posel of shaloi, because it's shaloi adeg zeila, so shini is not any better than yish. Yeah. The Deichik Loimar, it's a big Deichik, the Sovek Rabbi Yitzchak, this Gemara is going Rabbi Yitzchak, but Nachmenid Lechai Shosel Me Mitzvah Bo Baveire. He doesn't hold of Mitzvah Bo Baveire. That's a big Deichik. Vo'oid Omar Hosa. Another Kasha. Hai Kshure De Metalauta, the Gemara says, a person stole a beam, and he puts it in his sukkah. He's putting it in the sukkah. He's going to make the schach on top of it. Of the beirabon and takante mibnei takonis hashem. So the Gemara tells over a ma'isa. It was a merdeka ma'isa. There were some people that stole a beam from an almone, and they went and put it into the sukkah. And they made the sukkah on it, and then now they're in the sukkah. Oh, they're peace and the law and kaddish and everything is good. And the nixal comes and started tining. It's stolen. So the Gemara says, listen, there's takonis morish. Takonis morish, that if you, ala morish a gozel, the shabonai bebire, it's theirs. I mean, they owe you money, but it's a kosher sukkah. Then the Gemara says over there, but after sukkah, this is not a real morish. A morish means it was real mechubat habinyin, it was mechubah here, we're just talking about a sukkah, but al-kaponim, the mitzvah gives it a teiras kviyis, so for 7 days, it's we have to konas morish, it's theirs. So let's go, the mavoida mahosam, ha'kshur de metalalta of the lebe rabona takante, mibnei takonis hashov. Fine. So it's good, al takonis hashov. So Taisa says, what's the problem over there, and what's the solution? So Taisa says, I got news for you. V'suke lebe'inen mishalochem. Suke doesn't have to be shaloi. So what was the problem there? The problem was it's not shaloi. Suke doesn't have to be shaloi. V'lei mivsul ela mishum mitzvah abo baveira. So the whole psul is mitzvah abo baveira. That's the only psul that could be. וחיקניה בתקנתה דרבונם לחושב מצווה בו בעבירה, קורשקי איקונה קניין גומו. So Toysve says, is Toysve isn't a kasha under Rabbeinu Tam? Toysve is a kasha under Rabbeinu Tam. I have a Gemara in Sukkah that the Gemara says that there was a stolen beam, and the only reason that it was a kosher in Sukkah because Takonas Morish. So Toysve is on Takonas Morish, he wouldn't be Yaitse, with Takonas Morish, you are Yaitse. So Toysve says, let's hear what's the problem and what's the solution. So you can't say the problem was it wasn't shaloi. Sukkah doesn't have to be shaloi. So that's not the problem. So you have to say the problem was al mitzvah bo baveira. That means my sukkah is coming to an aveira. It's a mitzvah bo baveira. Fine. It's a mitzvah bo baveira. So this is a takonas morish. Takonas morish said that it's yours. The medical that's yours. It's the gazon. It's takonas morish. So now Tosfos asks from the Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos says, listen. Atakone derabon, it's yours midarabonon, that solves all problems. No problem whatsoever. Atakone derabonon solves all problems. And it's not called mitzvah bavere. So if yish is koine minatoire, so that shouldn't solve all problems. This is Taisvis Kasha. So lochere Taisvis is a peller. Why did Taisvis ask him a Gemara in Sukkah? Let's learn the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin said, Ula said, that Chatas HaGzula is not Mechaper. Because Yish Loikoni. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, what does that mean? Yish Loikoni. Because, it's Apostle Shalai, whatever it is. Yish Loikoni. It's Apostle Lekol. It's Apostle Lekol, it's Mitzvah Bababeira. Let's say else, like Saf Seifer. So how did Chazal rectify it? They gave it to him. Oh! That's a Kosher Shalai. So when we learned the Gemara Gittin, Taisa didn't have any problems with the Gemara Gittin under Rabbeinu Tam. Aleska Kash Rabbeinu Tam. If Yush Midaraisa doesn't help, so how can the Takana the Rabbonan help? So Rabbeinu Tam says, listen here, that's the Chilik. Yush Midaraisa doesn't help because it's Apostle Shalai. It's Apostle Shalai. That's a mitzvah Boba Aveira. If the Chachamim give it, it's kosher. Right. The Gemara in Gittin, Taisus had no problems whatsoever. Taisus comes to a Gemara in, even though the Rabbeinu Tam said there, the psul is als mitzvah bo-baveira, and the Takana d'Rabbanan will help. Taisus had no problems with Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin. Now, Taisus found a Gemara in Sukkah. So Taisus says, like, the Gemara in Sukkah says that if you have a gegazel teschach, a gegazel beam, it should be posul. And if they made a Takana d'Rabbanan, it helps. So Taisus, and the psul has to be als mitzvah bo-baveira. Taisus, because it can't be, it's not shalai, you don't need shalai. So now all of a sudden Taisus asks Sakasha, so if Atakana the Rabbanan helps, why doesn't Yish help? The Lechayra Taisus is very schwer. I mean, just like Taisus understood the Gemara in Gittin, so Taisus Lechayra should have understood the Gemara in Sukkah. So what's the problem? According to the Ksav Seif, I don't understand Taisus Kasha, but according to the Pshata, we said, Al Shia Bikinyonoi, it's more than good. Because Morish HaGozel is only his for 7 days. But after 7 days, it's the Nigzal's. So that means, even when Chazal made it his, he can smell the Gzela, because this Morish is not his forever. The Morish is his for 7 days, and then it goes back to the Nigzal. So Memele, so you still have a Shir Bikinyoni. It's only a Kinyonless man. It's a Kinyonless man. It's only the Nigzal's own, the Gazel's for 7 days. So what is different this Shir Bikinyoni than Yiyush? Now the Chayra Taisis is asking a good Kasha. Now we can understand the Kasha.